for were fake. And the judge just set them aside as not helpful. Brian, I'm glad we got you back, my friend. Go ahead, say whatever about the Connecticut files and more.
Well, the Connecticut files were an interesting exploration for me. You know, when I first was introduced to them, Sandy Hook wasn't my specialty. I had personally studied some events, but didn't know everything. So I decided to start sort of tabula rasa with Sandy Hook, and I went straight to what was considered to be the official publication of the Connecticut State Police related to the events on Sandy Hook. And I began to gather, index, and archive, because like many events, they make sure that the files that are released to the public are just enough to show that they did something, but not enough for anybody to actually put all the puzzle pieces together. So what I did was I took what I considered to be the earliest and most reliable evidence, which was the photographs that were released by the quote unquote crime scene photographers, which were real people that worked for the Connecticut State Police. I then had to figure out where each photo was taken at. I had to literally place it on a map of the school, what exactly they were looking at. I had to cross-reference with other documents that were buried deep inside the file. And remember that the file that they released was over 7,500 pages and absolutely no rhyme or reason to it. Similar to the report that was done in the JFK thing, it just was a poorly assembled report where it was clearly designed so that people would have a hard time. It would take a very diligent and studious investigator to go through it and figure out what it actually meant. But by taking what I considered to be the key, earliest, and most reliable evidence, figuring out where it was taken, when it was taken, how it was taken, and what happened, I was able to reassemble what I believe to be the truth of how events unfolded. And my conclusion was that the events were generally unfolded as a staged platform. I found bullet holes that didn't make any sense, things that were just simply glossed over or unaddressed. I found reports coming from troopers that didn't add up at all. And the deeper I dug, the more it became clear to me that the event was just an entirely staged event. Now, the fundamental problem you've got to understand about exposing these events is that all of these people who have signed these documents can now be impeached if it's ever exposed that the event didn't happen, which means that the police officers that took the reports cannot be examined, or they would lose all credibility in all the cases that they've ever been involved with. So it is, in my opinion, and as I wrote in the notes there on the chat, this is Sandy Hook is a fortress which they must protect in order to protect the integrity of the officers that have been involved in helping to stage and carry out the events related to it. The deeper anyone digs, the more they're going to find that the only plausible solution, which puts all the facts together, is that the school was not functioning properly, that the school was not indeed running like it was. The actual events did not take place as they had been stated. The reports didn't add up. Nothing made any sense. So the only possible explanation you have to conclude as an investigator is that the entire thing was staged. It's the only thing that lines up with the evidence that was diligently parsed through by me and many others. I'm not the only researcher on it, but it's just impossible. The events did not take place as stated. And again, the only conclusion is that it was all a fraud designed as a Homeland Security drill taken live for the purposes. Many people believe it's for gun control. I don't. I believe it's simply to drive security apparatus spending and to justify the spending that they're currently doing inside these events. They got to build those budgets and build those employee counts and build those roles. And there are people that are dedicated at whatever cost to make absolutely sure that those things are protected, that those budgets are protected.
Very nice, Brian.